Well, welcome once again from Eagle Wings of Enlightenment Center here in South Central Los Angeles, here for the February 1st Divine Podcast with Srinatha Devi for 2008. Srinatha Devi, there seems to be in the world today a lot of fear. We hear about the prophecy of the end of the world to 2012, all these events going on internationally. There's all these major earth transitions like earthquakes and fire and flood. There's so much fear, and I just don't want to live with that kind of fear in my mind and in my heart. Do you have some advice for me that I can use in my daily life to overcome this fear?
Peace, love, joy, and simplicity to you all. During these times, there are many people talking about 2012, and also that these are the end days, and also in regards to global warming. So there is collectiveness of fear, not just individual fear, but there's been a generated collectiveness about fear. Sometimes man gives out a lot of information to speak about what is happening during these times. But when we can sit back and relax and question, how much of this, is this information accurate? How much is this information true? Because there seemed to be a panic. And in the panic, there is the fear. The fear is, what if this will happen? Will it happen or will it not happen? Where am I in all of this that's being said going up to 2012? Fear is one of the greatest evil that has plagued man for millennia. Fear is man's enemy. But man fear, he's fearing the message that was given. And in the message, he's fearing destruction. He's also fearing death. Fear just does not come by itself. Fear have always something attached to it. When we are hearing things on the television or receiving things through the internet about these are the end days, what can one really do? Look at yourself. See what role that you are playing in a society. Be very distinctive what you heard in the message and analyze that message. Does that message really pertain to me? Where did this message really come from? What is really the purpose behind the message that you have received? In the life, don't just take anything for face value. Do your research. Because knowledge is also a key of annihilating fear. When you have more knowledge about something, there also the truth can come forward. Knowledge is required in the daily life. If you're bombarded by the constant message, these are the ends of time. This world is going through a great purification. We better get it together now before 2012. And when you receive that message with fear in your heart and not enough knowledge and understanding what is really the message saying, then you yourself will walk around here in fear. You will not hold the message with clarity inside of yourself. You will hold it in fear what's going to happen when 2012 come. What is going to happen when the end of days are going to come? This you put more prevalent inside of yourself instead of having a deeper understanding of its message and also of its messenger. Analyze what you receive through the internet. Analyze what you hear upon the television and the radio. And be calm. Is it one man? Is it one tradition? Is it one religion that is speaking for the whole world? Seek the knowledge with the message and then begin to understand the message deeper and then meditate and begin to realize more what is the purpose in the message and what it is I need to know. I don't need to worry. So first of all, stop just listening to messages and creating fear in yourself behind the message. Find out what is attached with that fear. Are you afraid of death? Are you afraid of some destruction? Find out really why you seem to have this fear. And what purpose is this fear serving in your life? You're having your life. You're living your life every day. Recognize that you're not seeing a purpose in it for you. So why hold it in your body as fear, as some destruction coming upon mankind? Go to the source of the message. Go and seek more knowledge with the message. Receive more clarity of the message. And go inside of yourself. And know inside of your own self that this message that you're hearing outside of yourself, how true it is to your life. Begin today to annihilate the fear behind these messages. Know that you do not need to have fear with these messages. Know that you need to have more understanding of the message and the knowledge with it. And seek the truth of the message. When you have done these things, then you will understand your daily walk in the life. No matter what message that you may get, whether it's a message pertaining to America, whether it's a message pertaining to Israel, whether it's a message pertaining to Mesopotamia, whether it's a message pertaining to Australia, whether it's a message pertaining to the Middle East, what is the message pertaining to the waters of the earth? What is the message pertaining all of Mother Earth? What is the message pertaining to the inner cities and what's happening in the inner cities? Begin to seek the knowledge that the message has brought to you. Because truth will set you free. Seek the truth in the message. And that you have created in the form of a fear, it will fly away. Because untruth cannot live inside of you. Lack of information cannot live inside of you. Because just hearing and hearing and hearing and not really knowing or realizing the truth of the message, it cannot stay with you. It will leave. It will leave you. The only way it will stay, if your mind make it stay. If your mind claim it to be the truth, then you will continue to be with the fear of destruction. These are the end of times. These are the end of days. Overwhelming to you. But you began to stop and to seek the truth in the message and the knowledge and the source from whence the message comes. And this truth will set you free. Peace, love, joy, and simplicity.